Let's start with what we know from concrete evidence. According to the forensics report, 2 days ago, Amela Landers dies at 7:15 at night in her hotel room and is found by her roommate Karen at around 10 o'clock.
David, you would have liked the detective Henry Scott. He knew there was evil in the world, and he didn't stop until he arrested the guilty. I think I would have liked him too if circumstances didn't pit us against each other.
The cause of death is blood loss from cords being pulled around her throat, which cut through both carotid arteries.
We need to rule out suicide.
Why do you say that?
For one, where's the murder weapon? We couldn't find any wires anywhere in her room. Plus, there's lacerations on her fingers where she tried to pull the cords from her throat. This girl fought for her life and lost.
I agree. We definitely have a murder on our hands.
Yes, we do.
And Detective Miranda Fox. She's been Scott's partner for nearly 10 years since he lost his last partner to a shooting. With her keen observational skills, she catches what most would miss in an investigation.
The last time Amela Landers was last seen alive was at the afternoon rehearsal from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 p.m., and was seen by the whole C&T company. Her friend says she went back to her room by herself to change, but never made it to dinner.
And all the staff and crew had alibis?
As far as we can see, everyone left together to go to dinner, except for Landers.
So sometime after 7 o'clock, Landers had an altercation in her room that ended with her death at 7:15.
How long do you think it would have taken to kill her?
Not long. The wires severed both carotid arteries, and she bled out within minutes. So I can see an argument ending with murder in the span of 15 minutes, give or take.
Was there any sign of forced entry?
The door is undamaged, and the lock hasn't been tampered with.
So it's safe to assume she let her killer in.
I believe that's a safe assumption.
Then it's likely someone she knew. After they killed her, they would simply walk out.
And at 10 o'clock p.m., Karen Johnson finds her body.
Let's see, I think we got the timing of the murder down.
Right, and three people were out at that time of night near the hotel.
All right, I have three profiles. Lori Redd, a local who works in the coffee shop and also as a backstage hand. And then we have Liam Lancer, also a local, recently fired from the same job as a backstage hand, and last year dropped out of college due to financial issues. And then we have an out-of-towner, River Wells. Used to teach at Oak Grove Arts College, married to a David Dane, who was recently reported missing by his coworkers. And there was an altercation between her, the director, and the theater manager about a prop. Let's see, it was a harp.
Well, all three were seen on CCTV footage at different points. Lancer and Red were seen driving towards the hotel, and River was seen walking along the same street wearing what I could only call a burglar outfit.
I hope she has better fashion sense when we question her.
Let's go over potential motives. One, there's a rumor floating around that Landers slept around to get the leading role. We should check and see if any of the actresses auditioned for the leading character. These theater types tend to have serious jealousy issues.
Don't forget, Amela was a mean girl. This could have been a revenge killing.
So you're favoring the baristas for this?
Yes, she harassed them daily. She insulted them, poured drinks out on the counters, and was just being a mean bitch to anyone with a name tag. I could see one of them finally having enough of it and paying her a little visit. Since they work as stagehands, they have the opportunity to find out where she stays.
You really think they would plan to murder her just for being an irate customer?
People kill each other over little things all the time. Gang members have killed teenagers for wearing their rivals' colors. Last month, a man shot another man and his dog because the dog crapped on his lawn. And last week, a woman insulted a cashier, and that cashier grabs her Glock, follows the woman home, and kills her just as she's unloading the groceries. People don't need much reason to kill each other.
And I thought I was the cynical one.
I call them as I see them.
And Amela Landers just lets in a person she crossed into her room.
She strikes me as a girl who thinks she's untouchable. Probably didn't think anything of letting them into her room, or they may have been disguised or lied to her to get inside. It happens.
If the killer murdered Landers out of revenge, then the most likely suspect would be a scorned woman.
Oh, you mean River Wells.
Well, take a look at where Amelia Landers went to college.
Holy shit! This is more than a coincidence.
Yep. Landers went to the same college where River Wells and her husband worked, Oak Grove Art College. And we've seen women kill each other over men before.
So you think Landers was having an affair with Dane, and River Wells came here to confront her about it?
David Dane is a missing person, and his disappearance was reported by his co-workers, not his wife.
I see. So your scenario is Wells finds out about the affair, kills Dane, hides the body, and then comes out here to deal with the Landers too?
I find that scenario more likely than two towny baristas seeking revenge over name-calling and spilled coffee. Just look at what she's wearing in the video. Instead of getting rid of bloodstained clothes, she hides them under that abomination of an outfit and walks out.
You do have a point. So, do you want to question the baristas first or Wells?
Let's go ahead and deal with the baristas first. I could use a coffee.
Here you go. Please come again.
Thank you.
Hi.
Amanda! I haven't seen you since we had drinks.
I know, and I'm sorry. I meant to call you, but Amelia getting killed really threw everything out of whack at the theater.
It's okay. Actually, it's been busy here too. Everyone wants to drink coffee at the theater where the murdered actress performed. Bunch of morbid weirdos, if you ask me.
How's Liam doing? Since he lost his job.
Wait, how do you know Liam lost his job?
I work for the theater, silly. Word spreads fast.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's over there neck deep in job ads and writing a resume on his phone.
I like the classic look. But wouldn't he be more comfortable searching for jobs at home?
He doesn't want his aunt to find out he lost his job.
Oh, poor guy. He looks like he needs a vacation more than a job.
I know, right? I tried to get him to join me on my cross-country trip, but he says he doesn't have any money.
Which is true.
If only there was a job where you got paid to take one.
It's called a paid vacation.
You know what I mean!
I think I might know of a job like that. Let me look into it. Oh, here they come.
Welcome to Shakespeare Theater Coffee. May I take your order?
I'd like a black coffee, small.
And a mocha latte and a few minutes of your time.
Oh, shit.
Don't be scared of the badge. I'm Detective Miranda Fox, and this is my partner, Detective Henry Scott. We're just here to ask a few questions.
And what a coincidence. Liam Lancer is here, too.
Huh?
Miss Red, I wanted to know why you were out with Liam the night Amelia Landers was killed.
Well, we didn't.
And we're also wondering if you saw anyone suspicious around the hotel.
No, we were at...
Lori, you don't have to talk to Miranda.
Do I need a lawyer first?
No, you don't have to talk to her at all. Does she, Miranda?
Excuse me?
Lori is in the clear. She had nothing to do with killing Amelia. Questioning her is a waste of your time.
I do need to question her. Oh, you're doing something to me.
You're very perceptive. It's been a while since I had to flex. Don't worry, I'll be gentle.
Sorry, I think I had a dizzy spell. Is my mocha latte ready?
Wait, I thought you were...
Lori, sweetie, You should get the detective her latte. And make one for yourself, too. And get me a hot tea. The three of us will sit here and enjoy our drinks until Detective Scott is finished with Liam.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Hi, may I have a seat?
Sure, but I'm kind of busy looking for a job.
Since you were fired from the theater?
How do you know that?
I spoke to a Margot Tennyson. She said you were caught aiding a theft of an expensive prop with a River Wells.
What? She's pressing charges?
No, she's not pressing charges. She revealed this fact after we spoke to her about Amelia Lander's murder.
Oh.
What were you doing driving around with Lori Redd the night of the murder?
Not killing Amelia.
You know the victim by her first name?
Yes, but so does everyone here. She's the kind of girl who makes sure you know who she is.
She was that bad, huh?
Yes, she was that bad, but I didn't kill her, and neither did Lori. Look, Lori would spit in Amelia's coffee, given half a chance, but she didn't kill her.
Kid, I don't peg you or your friend as killers. But you may have seen someone walking around, too? Someone who was heading for the theater after she was banned?
She didn't do anything to hurt Amelia, either.
Then do you know why Wells was walking from the hotel dressed like a cartoon burglar at 10 o'clock p.m.?
Look, nothing happened.
Are you protecting Wells?
She didn't do anything.
If she didn't do anything, then why does she need protecting?
I'm not protecting her.
Sure you're not. You were just out enjoying a late night drive with your friend. It has nothing to do with the woman who tricked you into sneaking her backstage to steal a harp and who happens to be waltzing around at night. The same night as a young woman, she had a verbal dispute on your behalf and was found murdered. I'm sure it has nothing to do with any of that.
Look, River was just going after the harp.
I see.
So Lori and I parked outside of the theater to stop her.
Why didn't you call the police?
I didn't want to get her arrested. The harp belongs to her husband.
Did she notify the theater about the harp belonging to her husband?
Yes. They didn't believe her. Because she never filed a police report.
And why wouldn't she file a police report?
I don't know.
I see. Here, take my card. Call me if you recall anything useful or if River Wells is planning another crime.
She didn't kill Amelia.
How can you be so sure of that, kid? You barely know this woman. Everything about her is sketchy. Look, I know you're the type who wants to help people, and I respect that. But there are some people you should stay the hell away from. Ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready to go. Goodbye, Lori. Goodbye, Amanda.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You were pretty friendly with them.
They were okay. Lori tends to overreact, but she's no killer. Amanda told me so.
Amanda told you?
Are we going after River Wells? I think you're right. We should look into her. Especially since there's already a connection between her and Landers.
It's not like you to give up a theory so quickly.
If a theory holds no water, it's best to drop it so we can focus on the most likely leads.
True enough. Let's pay River Wells a visit.
With the theater closed in light of the murder, and with cops checking the place out for evidence, I had no chance of taking back the harp. So I extended my stay by another week and kept up with the investigation online, hoping the heat would die down enough for me to try again. I spent the last 3 days sleeping, reading, and writing to spend the time. I barely left the room save for walking around the theater. David, knowing your harp is within its walls brought me both comfort and frustration. It was like having a piece of you just outside of my reach. Hello?
Good evening. I'm Henry Scott, and this is my partner, Miranda Fox. We're detectives with the Cedar City Precinct.
Hi.
Cedar City? I mean, I'm not familiar with the area, but isn't that a 2-hour drive from here?
It is. There's been a murder.
I heard. An actress died.
So you know why we're here?
Not really. I'm assuming you're questioning all the hotel's guests?
The local police already handled canvassing. Your name came up during questioning.
It did?
May we come inside and ask a few questions?
Sure. Come on in.
It seems you're a long way from home too, Mrs. Wells.
I'm doing a little traveling.
What's your profession?
I'm a novelist and a professor for Oak Grove Arts.
Do you still teach?
Not in the last few years.
Are you married?
Yes.
Where's your husband?
He's away.
Mrs. Wells, we ran a background check before coming here. Your husband, David Dane, disappeared 6 months ago. There was an investigation, but there was no evidence of foul play, and you were uncooperative with the police.
That's not true. I cooperated with the investigation.
You refused to let them search your home, not until they got a warrant from the judge.
I was trying to protect you, David. I was afraid they would find something you wouldn't want them to find. I'd searched the house myself for clues of why you left, but found nothing. By the time they had a warrant, I felt comfortable about letting them search. But it didn't help alleviate any suspicion off of me then or now. My husband and I are entitled to privacy.
But your husband is missing.
I don't know where he is.
I think you came here to look for him. The theater manager and C&T director said you visited them about a harp.
That harp was stolen from my husband's storage unit a month ago. It belongs to him.
Right. And you're hoping that by finding out where C&T got the harp, you'll get a lead of what happened to your husband.
So you understand why I'm here?
Not really. One would think a missing man's wife would file a missing persons report. But you didn't. It was your husband's co-workers that did that. Nor did you file a police report for any supposedly stolen items. Do you have proof of ownership for the harp?
No, I don't.
Do you have any pictures of the harp in your home, with your husband?
I don't.
Then how can we know you're telling the truth? Can anyone corroborate your story? Did he play it for anyone else?
No. We were very private people.
Here's what I think. I truly believe you're here to look for your husband. But I also believe you found out something you didn't like.
And what would that be?
Did you know Amelia Landers went to Oak Grove?
She did?
You didn't know that.
Detective, I taught creative writing and literature to hundreds of students a year. I don't remember them all by name. And if she's an actress, then she would have been in the drama department, so our paths would never have crossed on campus. And I haven't taught in years, so chances are we never met.
But your husband continued teaching up until he disappeared. Maybe he knew Amelia Landers?
What are you insinuating?
I'm still investigating, but I think I can put together the pieces and come up with an unpleasant picture. I think your husband knew Amelia Landers. She was a beautiful young lady. And maybe one thing led to another.
No.
When Amelia joined the C&T company,
no.
Your husband went with her.
No.
You found out about it
no.
And used this excuse for a harp to come here
no.
To confront her. You had an altercation with her in the
no.
Coffee shop.
No! That's not true. That's not what happened.
And then you found out where Amelia was staying and had a second confrontation because your husband was fucking her.
Don't move. Put your hands behind your back.
Wait, wait. Let her go. I kind of deserve that.
No one knows David like I do. No one knows what he is. He would never be interested in spoiled brats like Amelia Landers. And he would never cheat on me because he loves me. With that being said, I have no reason to kill Amelia. Yes, I had an encounter with her at a coffee shop because she was being a bully, and I humbled her because I hate bullies. You should be looking at her fellow actors. They're the ones who had to deal with her narcissism every day. And did you check their social media pages? There are rumors of her having sex with the director to get the leading role. I'm sure a few of the girls who auditioned for the role might be more than a little pissed about that.
So you have been investigating the theater troupe?
Only for a connection to the harp. I didn't look too deep into the actor's background, so I was unaware that Amelia went to my college.
You think one of her co-actors killed her?
Detective, I never knew Amelia Landers personally, but I dealt with dozens of kids like her during my tenure, and based on what I've heard about her and what I've seen, I can tell you this much. She's always been coddled and protected her whole life. Never faced the consequences of her actions because her parents always swooped in to save her. So she got in her head that she can treat people like shit and it would never come back to bite her. What happened to her was tragic. But it was only a matter of time before she crossed the wrong person at the wrong time. And that person was not me.
My partner and I will be going. You're not planning on leaving town, I take it.
Not for a while.
All right. We might have some more questions later.
Be sure to call ahead. I want my lawyer present for any more questioning.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not crying because I believe the detective's assumptions. I'm crying because I was angry and afraid, and it made me miss you. I wished you were there to hold me, to tell me it would be all right. I just wanted you with me so badly it hurt. While I understood the detective's line of thinking, there's more than one story about a murderous, jealous wife. But how dare he accuse you of such base behavior? He doesn't know you. He doesn't know what you are. No one does. Not like me. You've been listening to episode 5 of River's Journey, written by Cambry Varner, produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music provided by Chris Honeywell, performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Tim Price was Henry Scott. Nicole Tomte was River Wells. Cambry Varner was Miranda Fox. The Wizard Mocha was Lori. Casey Shaw was Customer. Femi London was Amanda. John Wilson was Liam. Spread the word. You can contact us at atwinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.